Shalom everyone. Welcome to our weekly conversation with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Is Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We just finished a very wonderful Feast of Tabernacle together here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this 8 days is one of the highest energy for humanity to tap into. It is time that God's Spirit is greatest on earth, and is the last feast of the year, which people come together and celebrate their successful year of bringing God in their communities and in their lives, and eventually coming together. And it's a time that Hebrews expecting that Messiah will return and they will be liberated to pure consciousness to God. So it's one of the things that humanity can return to and make their feasts also godly and therefore bring God in every level in their lives, and we can then become one in His Spirit. As usual, if you have a question or anything, just type it in the text or raise your hand. Of course, all of you know this is the mission that have unified all religions of the world, explain the creation and history. It is based on science and support psychology, and every aspect of human beings has been touched by God. And His mystery is revealed to humanity in full. If you really, truly understand the teaching, there is no mystery left. And you have a very good understanding of God's revelation and creation and the goal of the life. And why we are here all, to return to Godhead, to reach pure consciousness. Realize that indeed we have the essence of God in ourselves, and we have to let the ego go, therefore we can be connected to the Spirit, which is greater than limited ego of humanity. And in every situation we should remember God. Not our ego jumps first and bring disunity and block the energy to humanity. That is, most humans have learned to go with emotions instead of logic in their lives. If they learn that any situation happens to them, they should let logic and the Spirit comes through first before letting the emotion and ego come first. When ego comes first, we become frustrated, the situation becomes intolerable and frustrating, and the ego wants to be unhappy about it and retaliate or create upheaval with you and the community and the other people. But if you stay back in every situation and let the spirit come through and check your ego and look at your emotion and calm your emotion and look at the situation clearly, then you can approach it with the spirit. Then you can take actions based on the spirit, which usually solve the problem easily and bring greater unity and a better relationship with everybody around you. So humanity will also have to learn not to be emotional. Most of the things is happening on earth, as we said many times, based on emotion and ego and retaliation and fear and the things that makes humans do what they do. Instead of logically realize that there is only one earth, one humanity, and there is infinite resources in the universe that they don't have to be dependent only resources on earth, so they think it's limited. Even resources in earth still haven't been really tapped into. If they explore the oceans, you know, there are much more resources they can have. But still, of course, earth limited. But if we reach the universe, it is not. So we are creating a new man, a new human, which is not the old emotional, egoistical man, but a human that they are more logical and they are taking action based on a spirit. That's why we, in every situation, that's why we meditate. That's why we teach meditation and the technique of meditation. So each time in every situation that your ego jumps once first and take action, sit back, meditate on it, realize what the other person really meant to do, and then take the action that is best for that situation. We can resolve so many problems, emotional upheaval between people, individuals, communities, nations, by this approach. Of course, we are advocating to live in the communities of light. In the communities of light, such a people are going to live that they use this technique. They do not just jump to the conclusion and let their ego decide. They look at every situation from a spirit and they check their emotion. As more and more we become in control of our emotions, the more logical and effective we will become in every situation. Actually, you don't need two people who are peaceful to create peace. If only one of the parties know how to create peace, the peace can come. You can deal with the people who are not peaceful in a way that they also will become peaceful. Of course, that needs wisdom. And wisdom is, that's what exactly we just said, that we can check the emotion and be able to rationally look at the situation without letting our ego and emotion take us in a wrong direction. So Communities of Light will have the people who will deal with each other with this kind of relationship. The person who acts based on logic with meditation. The person who receives the action do the same thing. They also will act based on logic, not based on ego. So, if we can do that more and more, we will see in the communities there is not much of a problem will be left, because both parties, both sides will check their emotions and they can relate to each other in deeper level. We can create much greater interrelationship with each other. And therefore we can become more and more brothers and sisters, as the Sangha Chadava says. The more we know one another, we will become one. And that's one of the problems on the earth. The people don't know each other. The West doesn't understand the East, and the East doesn't understand the West. And the South doesn't understand the North, and the North doesn't understand the South. And therefore, there are problems between them. And the only way we can understand each other is not getting emotionally involved in any situation. But emotion is illogical. Emotion jumps to the conclusions based on an ego which is, it seems or thinks it's been hurt. An ego can get hurt easily. Again, we return to the same conclusion. The whole problem on earth and human relationships and our separation from God is the subconscious mind. The things that we relate to ourselves, when we just should have only two conscious. The consciousness, that we are conscious, we are sitting here, we are talking in internet, and unconscious, God's connection. Anything between us as subconscious mind, or what we have been programmed to believe and we relate to ourselves, is all related to ego and therefore creates separation. Adele is asking, would it have made any difference if Esau had not spoken in parables? Today you speak plainly the words of God, but many people still aren't open to the truth. Well, as Christ said, he had no choice. That is why he came, to bring the teaching he brought in the way he did. He could not have revealed the seven seals. He even didn't know about Islam or Baha'i teachings. And the way we teach, we have no choice, because that is the way it's been revealed to us through the Spirit. Therefore, God decided that Christ will teach in parable. And of course, at the time that revelation came through him, humanity was even less prepared to receive that revelation in a plain language. And even the parable, if you remember, even the disciples did not understand what it meant. No, of course the revelation has come, as you put it, in plain language, and still humanity is resisting it. But that is the way it should have come in this time, because it's been prophesied this revelation will reveal the mystery of God. Therefore in this time it is revealed in plain language, very few parables and stories are used, and now intellect of man have increased and they are much more educated, they have more access to research and internet and each other, and therefore this word is actually right now going all over the world. The only thing you really need is a very cheap computer and a connection to internet. Then you can hear these words clearly, and English language is actually a kind of a universal language at this time. And if you don't know language, somebody do, and they can translate these teachings in their language so other people can also benefit from it. Right now, if you're French or Spanish, which is covers a huge part of the world, a lot of people speak Spanish and a lot of people speak English, French, and of course a lot of people also speak English. So they can hear and understand the revelation and the word of God in a plain language. There is no parable has been spoken. Of course, if Christ had not spoken in the parables in that time, probably he would have been crucified and killed in much faster way than he did then. Because there were parables that people in authority didn't understand what he's talking about. Therefore, they waited and until they realized what it meant. It meant that, you know, they are finished. He is the Messiah. He came to, you know, finish the promise that Jacob gave to Judah at the time of his departure and prophesied that Shiloh come. And therefore, eventually they caught up with his parables and they crucified him. So he was living in a very dangerous environment. That's why this time God created an environment that religion is free. You can preach and believe in whatever you want in this time, in that area, in this nation. And then he created the internet, so we can just say whatever we want. They threw at us the cyber stone, but there is not a real stone thrown. So we have been saying this thing for 25 years, and still we can continue doing that. And therefore, we can see that now we can plainly reveal these teachings, write them down, put them in the internet, and anybody wants to know the truth, they just have to click a couple of links and say the whole plan. It's amazing how well all the teaching fit to each other and explain everything. And if we really understand it, this revelation really doesn't leave any doubt in your mind that indeed God has revealed his last revelation and there is no mystery left. Therefore, we can see God has been working all through this time for this revelation to be revealed plainly. And Christ didn't have any choice. He had to do it the way he did it, because it protected him first, and second, the people weren't ready. Even history has not been fulfilled to this point. I hope that answered your question. Adil, if you have any follow-up, go ahead with it. One with Jesus is asking if I am Jesus. Of course, that is the question that you have to answer yourself. Go to our website, read our teaching, the prophecies fulfilled, the genealogy, the revelation, the seven seals opened, and everything is pointing to yes, this revelation is the last revelation which will be opened with the Lion of Tribe of Judah. It's not hard to conclude who the revealer is. Therefore, you have to do it yourself. And also the rule in this room is, when you ask a question, you wait until your question has been answered before you type another one. So, excuse me. So we are not here to argue. We're just here to answer questions about the teachings. It doesn't matter what anybody believes. It is matter what God has been prophesied and revealed to humanity will come. So we can understand the Word of God. The Word of God said there is going to be seven revelations, and His Spirit will bring it to humanity. It didn't say only one religion or one revelation. So if anybody believes only one revelation of God, they don't have the whole truth. Okay. They actually, if you don't know our teachings, if you don't know this revelation, you don't know the whole truth of God. So anybody who wants to know what we claim, they have to go to our website. They have to search, knock, ask the question, and find it for themselves. If I say, I am Christ, you won't believe me. And if I say I'm not, I'm lying, as Christ said the same thing. The most important is, do you believe it? If you believe it, then it is your realization. So, that is the answer to everyone on earth, that every person has to prove it to themselves. I have to prove it to myself. Really? From 6 billion people on earth, God comes and chooses a person who have come to finish his education in another nation and go back and fulfill the obligations that he felt to do in life. And suddenly God says, no, you're going to stay here and do this mission. And how? There was no computer, there was no internet. At that time. But God provided all the tools that he wanted to create and provide for humanity to hear this message. And now we sit here together from all over the world, and they easily can hear my voice and the revelation from God. Isn't that a miracle by itself? How well timed that we can do this together? This by itself is a miracle. This by itself is amazing, that we can sit here and reveal this revelation to all of you. And of course, each of you now is a channel, a contact person, a revealer of this truth to other people. Each of you can reach out to your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your community, and give the same message to them. And let them know also that yes, indeed, God has sent His last revelation, and there is no mystery left for humanity. The more we can create people like that, the more we can reach to more humans. Somebody was asking, do everybody need to have an internet to hear this message? No. Those who have the access to internet and hear it, they can reach to their communities, they can become a contact, they can become a lecturer, they can become people who will join other group and organization, especially group and organization which are open to lecturers from other groups and organizations, or the people who like to open their houses or communities for you to go and give this message to them. So you are a part of God's work. God created you in this internet. I reach you. You are where you are, and you can reach whoever is around you, and therefore you can connect them also to these teachings. Of course, there are resistance and misunderstanding, as Adele was telling us, even now that it's been revealed to humanity so plain and clearly in a plain language, still humans are not listening and not hearing it. That's understandable. Humans are deeply rooted in their cultures, in their religions, in their beliefs. They either have a religion or they're attached to their and culture and everything they have. And now, of course, they are also in fight and destruction, and most of religion have become politicalized, and therefore they are not listening. And many people believe they are God themselves also, and they are not waiting for anybody to come. And a lot of people also have a lot of misconceptions about their own religion and belief, and therefore you can say the people who understand the teaching and come here and see the vision, they are very unique. Indeed, the number is very, very few. But that should not discourage you. It's all right. No. It becomes like that drip of water. Just drip, 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 drip. And don't give up until you dissolve the a stone in front of you, and you can find a way to add drips together and become a flood, and eventually flood this earth with this teaching and this revelation, and it's good for them. And the most important thing is belief. This teaching is the truth. And it's from God, and it is your belief. You don't believe only in one religion anymore. You believe in the whole, all the revelations of God. There is only one God, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And this unifies whole humanity. Doesn't matter if nobody listens, it's okay. You know This is the truth. So, if you have the faith and believe, then you can just live your life according to the eternal divine path, and eventually we will give good fruits. And when we give good fruits, other people will see it, and also God is preparing them to see this eventually. Because God is with us, there is nothing to worry about. The only thing is left for us, just live according to the word of God, reach out as much as we could, create an environment that this mission can reach in a greater degree to humanity. And little by little, humanity will realize that's what God said is going to happen. God said it's going to be seven revelation, seven truth. And each religion is a part of this greater truth. Therefore, none of them has the whole picture, the whole truth. And all of them, the religion has been influenced with intellectual spiritualists, or they have made mistake and created dogma because they didn't have the whole answer. Therefore, they have to improvise. So they added thing to the religions. No other religion have a complete revelation which not been tampered with until this one. None of them. Not even Baha'i, which is only 250 years old. Even their revelation have been tampered with, and it's not perfect, and a lot of things that Baha'u'llah received thrown into the river. And even now they confess that, you know, Bab never, you know, really chose Baha'u'llah as his successor. So, and of course Bab's teaching, Bayan, you cannot even find the original manuscript because of the turbulent way it came, and so many people become martyred and all that, which is right, Bible said it's going to happen before it happened. Again, God said it's something is going to happen, and it happened, therefore God exists. And now he has revealed his last revelation and united all religions of the world. And now he's telling humanity, this is the truth that has not been tampered with. It has revealed to the prophet, written by his hand, been put on the internet, and anybody with a couple of clicks can understand the teachings and revelation and the truth. All they have to do is to understand this is the word of God. And that's how he said it's going to happen. If they understand it, of course, they realize that God is going to bring and take humanity toward this direction. No other direction is going to work. All this war, destruction, and upheaval between human and all the things that is happening on earth is based on a partial truth, a partial revelation, a 1/7 of the revelation to humanity. Well, Muhammad, we ask you to go to our website and realize that this revelation is sent by God, and Islam is a part of God's revelations. We do accept Prophet Muhammad as one of the prophets of God. And do not bring judgment, as many people do. And you can see even here, people come and they cannot believe that God can send another revelation after Prophet Muhammad, when Prophet Muhammad himself said, "I didn't reveal everything." Then he didn't write anything down, and there was many versions of Quran, and all the signs point that he could not be the last prophet who brings the whole plan of God. Yes, he was the last prophet in a sense of the spiritual realization. He revealed Islam and finished it. Just like Christ came, said, "I shall return." How many times? He didn't say how many times. Prophet Muhammad said, "I have finished your religion." Yes, the religion was Islam. See, we can see how many obstacles is in our way to convince Muslim that their prophet wasn't the last prophet. Christian, that every prophet is the only way. Jews, that Christ came and said, "The kingdom will be taken away from you and given to another people." Hindus and Buddhists and Kabbalists and all the mystical path, that there is more than meditating and reaching pure consciousness. You have to follow eternal divine path. And Baha'is, that when Baha'i said 1,000 years, it wasn't meant for him, because God said after Baha'i teaching, there's going to be a short time before the last revelation and judgment of God come to humanity. But any revelation of God came to humanity, it has to start from somewhere. At the beginning, there is only one revealer who knew the truth, and he reveals it to humanity. And little by little, one by one, those who have prepared themselves for this revelation will hear it, will see the vision, will become active. I was talking with a brother this week, and he was telling me, "Yes, I'm absolutely dedicated to this mission and what you're doing, you know, and even I'm ready to, you know, die for it. But I'm not ready to commit myself completely at this time to it. But if you ever one day die or something, I will be completely dedicated to it and come and do the mission." And I said it is a conflict there between what your mouth says and what your actions shows, because if you're willing to die for it, why not being committed completely, and why wait until I die and then become committed? Be committed now. See the vision now and jump into it with both feet, because it is the revelation of God. And it sounds like that's the case of a lot of people in the mission, that they see the vision, they love it, they see it is from God, but they don't want to commit themselves completely to it. And that's a conflict between seeing the vision, knowing it is from God, and at the same time hesitating to jump with 2 feet into it. So that's another thing, you know, that brother, of course, is meditating on it, and I think everybody should meditate on, you know, why is this? So like your heart and the mouth have not become one. What is your heart desire is and knows, but hesitates. Mouth express it as something that you really want to do, but your heart is not one with your mouth completely. So the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we have to strengthen the flesh and recognize that flesh will die and stay behind and has no way to come with us when the time comes to leave the body. But the spirit is the one that we take it with us. And if we are brave in this lifetime, we will be brave in next lifetime. If we gain any spiritual progress in this lifetime, it will stay with us forever. But no matter how much we glorify the body, when the time comes and we leave it, it becomes dust and return to the elements. So, let us strengthen the spirit. Let us listen to the spirit, become one with it. Let us become a brothers and sisters, all of us, in God. And let make all humanity become brothers and sisters. And instead of fighting with each other, cursing and finding faults, it lets us become problem solvers, unifiers, peacemakers. Where there is fight and disunity, let us bring unity. Where there is hate, let us bring love. Let us teach humanity not to hate each other. Let us make them to realize God is everything. We cannot separate any part of the universe from another part. The moment we do that, we no longer are godly or in the spirit, no matter what our religion is. No matter how much we claim we are religious and godly, the moment we separate a part of the universe from the other part, we no longer are following God's will. And our religion is man-made. It is our desire to follow a set of dogmas that has been imposed on us, and we believe it's a good religion. We do not know the word of God. We are not following the seven revelation of God. We are narrow. We don't have the whole picture. Therefore, we are indeed the healers on earth. We are the peacemakers. We are the most knowledgeable people of God's plan. We have seen the vision of God. We have seen the vision that the prophets like Daniel and other could not either see or reveal it if they had seen it to other people. Now we can reveal it to everyone. We can tell everybody what was the purpose of creation, how God has foretold there is going to be seven revelation, and when the seven revelation come, it's the end time, and there will be going to be upheaval and destruction and tribulation and disunity, and humanity will be on each other's throat, and this is the time. We indeed are blessed with God's revelation and spirit, and we should be thankful. Indeed, we should be thankful for everything we have, and God gives us. And if He gave us more than other people, we should be even thankful more. And never forget to be thankful. Actually, when God blesses a people and they forget to be thankful, and they become ungrateful, that is when the Spirit of God will leave them. And it has happened all through history. Anytime God blesses a people with greatness, with material things, they said, we have gained this by ourselves. and they become this ungrateful for the bad God, and they put the God's ways and laws out and become ungodly, and then God has taken His grace from them, and all through history, all these great nations, like Roman, Greek, Persians, fell because the Spirit of God no longer was with them. This is the great lesson for humanity, to be thankful, no matter how prosperous they become, how much they gain, how much powerful or rich they become. They should not become ungrateful. That's one of the greatest lessons history is teaching humanity, and God is revealing to man. Not that he needs our gratefulness, but when we are grateful and concentrated in God, we can bring the Spirit of God into our community, into their nations, in our family, in our lives. And that's when we are going to be blessed. That's when the whole earth can be blessed. Because this revelation is giving the way of peace and unity to humanity. Only way is possible is to bring God's will to humanity, understand the eternal divine path, awaken our spiritual forces, realize our essence and God is the same. Put effort to create the communities of light, sacrifice for it, and become surrendered and submit to God, and expand ourselves to realize God is everything, and therefore there is no separation between man and man. No man can separate another man from himself or self, herself, because every man has that essence of God in them, and therefore we cannot just kill them and say, well, they are in other religion, they are other culture, they are other people. They do not have the same values as we do. These are our excuses. The only way humanity can create peace on earth to realize that all of them have the essence of God in them too. Therefore, we cannot just kill each other and still believe we are doing the God's will. You know, we are not. You have to recognize that God's will is for humanity to recognize and realize His words, seven revelation, follow eternal divine path, understand that God says this revelation will come at end time. They all come, at least those who have been called for, the elects come. Recognize the word of God, realize that all religions of the world have come from the same source, that the revealer of this revelation is the same Spirit, Moses, Abraham, Christ, Muhammad, Bob, they have been the same Spirit. There is no separation between Christian and Muslim and Baha'is and Hindus and Buddhists and Jews. They have received the word of God from the same Spirit, from the same God. Now we know how the same God sent all this revelation to man. Therefore, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims are brothers and sisters. You have to embrace one another and realize that God is one for all of them. There is not two, three, ten gods. There is only one God, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And there is a God. A lot of people say there is no God, or they cannot see or believe Him. But according to our teaching, it's easy to recognize there is a God. He said He will do these things, and He did them. He promised many things in history, and He brought that promises about. He fulfilled them. Indeed, God is you. God is consciousness. If you are conscious, if you recognize consciousness, that's it. You know God. So simple. And it's so hard for so many. If God is never far away from anybody, they're always with you right there. God is consciousness and three creative forces, which created the whole universe. Therefore, God is everything. Yes, indeed. When you recognize your essence to see God, then you see God, and then we see each other as being a part of God, and we all become brothers and sisters. We all become co-workers, and people, they can come together and do the work of God without letting their ego get in the way. With respect and love and logic, we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. With ego and emotion and misunderstanding, we will be separated. No matter how much we claim, we understand the teaching, if we do not check our emotions and ego, we create disunity and we create separation and we cannot work with one another. Therefore, know thyself. That's why when you know your essence and I know my essence, we can work together very easily without letting our ego and emotion get in the way. So the way is given. The way is the eternal divine path. The way is to know thyself. The way is to be able to sit back in every situation and let the logic explain the situation to us so we can take the best action, check the emotions and ego, so in any situation we can bring unity and become the most effective action in every situation we are in. And let the energy flow. The moment ego comes in and creates disunity and upheaval, it cuts the energy to the community. It cuts the energy to the person. It cuts the energy to the family. It cuts the energy to the community. It cuts the energy to earth. God's grace is there all the time. Especially after Christ came and released the grace to His follower. And now with this revelation, the grace has been released to every human. It does not belong only to Christ followers, but it belongs to every man and woman on earth as far as they understand this teaching and realize indeed God revealed all of them to humanity. Therefore, grace is there. Don't block it. Don't let your ego block the energy to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to your community, to the comings of light. The only way comings of light can receive the grace all the time is when egos go. Every member of the community let the energy flow into community, not block it. Indeed, community might let a member go if that member brings ego and cuts the energy of the community. because the community and each individual knows how the energy works, how energy flows, and they avoid any situation or any way that cuts that grace of God from them. They become like a fish that needs that grace. They can live without it because they know how beautiful it is, how life is much better with the grace. Therefore, anything that cuts the grace, they don't like anymore. They don't want to deal with it. But they try, they try to help the person who cuts the energy, but eventually they say, look, you know, you're not learning your lesson. You cut getting the energy of to me, to yourself, to the community. So learn not to be emotional. See how your actions affect you, affect the community, how you are in the way. You are in the way of the energy and the grace of God. So each of us have to learn how to not to be in the way of grace of God. Not only receive it ourselves, but let it flow. Just like a manna. When Moses brought the manna to children of Israel, he told them, eat and give to everybody else to eat. Don't hoard it. Don't keep it to yourself. Let it go. Don't worry. God is going to give more tomorrow. But if you hold it and you don't let the energy flow through yourself to the community, then you are hoarding it. And therefore, it will spoil the way manna spoil the next day. Those who hoard it, they went to eat the manna. The manna was all spoiled and useless. And the new manna, when came, they couldn't have it. They would not, it would not come to them. Actually, run away from them. So we all have to understand this fine points of God's way, how His laws work, how grace works, how community works, how ego works, how emotions work, how we should have only conscious and unconscious mind. Any subconscious mind is in the way. It's ego related. It's like an umbrella on our head, cutting the grace. Not only cuts grace from us, it cuts grace from flowing through us. And when we become a cutter of the grace, you know, nobody is gonna like that anymore. Especially as more and more people realize how grace works. They no longer tolerate, you know, such a person, such an environment. And of course, we have not learned these lessons yet for humanity. And we should be compassionate for those that do not know there is laws. And therefore be able to help those people who do not know this thing, encourage them to meditate, to listen to satsangs, understand God's way more and more. And one day humanity hopefully reach a point that every individual become a channel for that grace to come through them. A person who is in grace will not steal, will not become a false witness, will not be an adulterer, will follow the Ten Commandments, or even better, the 15 Commandments that we have brought to humanity with no problem. Indeed, grace is the law. Some people say we are saved by grace, we don't need the law. If you are saved by grace, you will be in the law. You will follow the law because you know the moment you break the law, the grace will be cut off from you. That is the law. Grace is the law, and law will bring the grace. It goes hand in hand. They cannot be separated. Therefore, you cannot say, I have been saved by grace, but I'm going to break all the Ten Commandments or the 15 Commandments. You cannot do that. It's impossible. And of course, if you follow the law correctly, you will receive the grace. Go hand in hand. So the more we learn how to let the grace come to us, the more we will follow the commandments and laws of God. We'll have less criminals. We'll have communities that will bring the energy and grace of God to earth, and the more we can bring the grace to God, the less darkness will be there as it is now. We have learned for the last 12,000 years how to cut the grace of God to reach humanity. Each human became an obstacle in the path of God and His grace to reach the man. We have to relearn it. We have to remember we are a radio station. We are a broadcaster of the grace, each of us. Or we are an obstacle to let the energy flow through us. We have to learn this intrinsic laws and the truths. The way is given. The way is the eternal divine path. Meditate. Awaken your spiritual forces. Contemplate. Concentrate. Do whatever helps you to become still. Be initiated so you know God within. Meditate according to the way we have been given in the room. Meditate on the universal mantra in the same play, same section, same group in the internet or Padra. So let us see the God within, and then let our ego go little by little by little. But you have to let it go. You can't just say, oh, yes, I am in the communion of light, I love God, I have seen the vision, but I'm still in the way. I'm still not letting the energy and grace of God come through me to the community. It's not working. This mission is a manifestation of God through every person. This mission is not just words, it's an action, it's a manifestation to every individual. If the individual is not manifesting those qualities, they haven't got it yet, which is okay. As we said, we have been at it for 12,000 years with our egos, and human ego have brought such a destructive tendencies right now on earth. That killing each other has become, it's okay. Just so many people died that in that country. We all watch the news and say, oh, okay, let's go watch another program. We thank God humans. God created in the image of God. And then we kill them like nothing, nobody. Nobody cares. None of them, even one person is killed, it is responsibility of every individual why that happened. It should not happen. You have to create an environment that it should not happen even to one person, no matter what religion, what nationality, what persuasion they are in. It should not happen. We have to create an earth that there is peace and unity, and the beauty of God will shine in every face, in every individual. Should be able to manifest God through ourselves. I can see Lou wrote something. I bet that is a question from him. You said Moses had received 15 commandments. How come the other 5 are not mentioned in the Bible? Yeah, well, that's a story that has been told, and some people believe, and there is some truth in it, that there was 15 commandments, and 5 of them broke and forgotten, and therefore now we have only 10 left for humanity. Of course, with the commandments in the mission, if you go to the website and look at the 15 commandments, and I think that's what Shirin just posted, the 15 commandments also include the 10 commandments then that we have in the Bible. So the 15 commandments are not outdated, or 10 commandments are not outdated. They are still in force and have the same effect that they had the first time they were revealed to humanity. Of course, 15 commandments expand on that 10 commandments and bring the 5 back to humanity and make it even more in deeper level for human to understand why they have to follow the 15 or 10 commandments and why there were, now there is 15 of them. Yes, there is even some other people, some other groups believe that. It's not only this mission saying that there was 15 commandments and 5 of them are forgotten. There are other groups that also believe the same thing. And we believe that they are correct. There was 15. And also, of course, you know, Bible has been tampered with, changed, went through a turbulent history. It was lost, actually, absolutely, completely lost, when the children of Israel came back from the from Persia and built the temple. They wanted to build them there. They didn't have any Bible left. They didn't have any. They all were destroyed. They eventually find one book in the old temple in the wall, and they took that as the Bible and accepted it, and that is what we have. Even then, after that period of time, it's been translated more than 30 times. When I started the mission, I was used to say 27 times, but since then we have new Bibles that have been translated, like, you know, since then, 3 or 4 of them, you know, since then. So, Bible has been translated. I know, you know, any time we translate a book or any writing from one language to another language, or bring in new ideas, you lose something from the original transcript. That's why, you know, we encourage everybody to know English, so they can go and read though or our revelation, which came in English. English is not even my mother language when I was born with it, but God brought me here and then revealed it in English. And of course, a lot of people speak English all over the world, so we can see it's easier for them to read though in English, and although it has been also translated to French and Spanish, and hopefully it's going to be translated to other languages. But always, if you want to know exactly the revelation was and what it meant when it came, you have to read it in original language, like a Quran. You know, they say it cannot be translated. Not it cannot be translated, but any time you translate from one language to another, you lose something for sure. So, so it's same thing here for this mission. Everybody should learn English and learn the teaching in English and know how this teaching is based on the revelation of God in English language. You know, so that is why Bible has been also translated. The Bible has been lost, you know, and so many things happened to it. So many parts of the Bible have been changed and lost their original truth, or people who didn't like what they saw took that part out. By understanding this, we can say the possibility of there was five commandments and they are lost also in this turbulent, you know, history, you know, is not that far-fetched, and it's something is possible to happen. So it did happen. So it is nothing really is going to affect our revelation or the kingdom of God on earth. It is something as a factual possibility that has happened, and but the truth is that now we have 15 commandments, which covers the 10 commandments, and the 15 commandments bring greater truth to humanity than before. But if you have the Spirit of God in you, or you have the grace, you understand the 10 commandments, you understand the 15 commandments, and you can follow them very, very easily. We welcome everybody to our room. This is the conversation room for the mission of Maitreya. We encourage everybody to go to our website, which has been posted many times in text, and look at this revelation. It is the unification of our religions, and study them, realize them, have the vision, and then come and ask questions about them. We are welcoming everybody in this room. The purpose of this room is to understand our teaching in a deeper level and understand how all the religions of the world have come from the same God. They have been prophesied to come. God said that they will come. He promised Abram and Abraham that his children, Ishmael and Isaac, will have a prophet come from them, a Messiah will come from them. He promised both Ishmael and Isaac that they will be blessed with the great territories on earth, and he has fulfilled them. He said there is going to be a prophet who will come from the genealogy of Prophet Muhammad, and he came as Bab, the founder of the Baha'i teachings. He did say the mystical path will also have revealer and great beings, and he sent them as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha, and many others came to humanity. And now, this is the fulfillment of the chapter 5 of the Revelation, that at the end time there will be a book sealed with the seven seal, and no one can open it but the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is from the lineage of King David. And it has happened. The seventh seal is open. The book sealed with the seventh seal is revealed to humanity. We are in the period after the coming of the seventh angel, seven revealers, and the beginning of the coming of God's kingdom on earth. Of course, as one of our brother was saying, humanity is not listening. And you are very fortunate that you have found us, and we encourage you to go to our website to understand what we are saying here and what we have brought to humanity. See the vision, then share the vision with everybody you know, and reach to anybody who will listen. And see it yourself clearly. Come and join us. Come and let us become a great one body. for God and His soldiers, so we can bring the kingdom of God, which has been given, how it can be done to humanity, to earth. Therefore, this is a room of action. This is the room that has the highest truth that promised to come to man. And that highest truth now heal you from your misconceptions, from your religiosity, from your dogmas, and purely bring you the Word of God and unify you with the Spirit of God, which is everything. And that is the greatest healing anybody can bring to anyone else, to cleanse them from all the misconceptions and misunderstanding that is on earth. And we teach you how to heal yourself. It is better to teach a man how to fish than give a man a fish. Because if you know how to heal yourself, then you do not need another person to heal you. As Christ said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can do greater thing that I have done. You can heal yourself. And when you heal yourself, of course, you know how to deal with the unclean spirit. And the unclean spirit will not go and find seven more and say, the house is clean and let's go back, and the state of man will become worse. Because you know how to deal with 1, 7, or 100 unclean spirits. Because you know how to heal yourself. Therefore, here in this mission is the time of each individual become a Christ, become a son of God. A child of God has been promised to everyone, whoever overcometh. That is what God said in the Revelation chapter 23. Whoever overcometh will be my son, will be my child. But the requirement is overcoming. The requirement is to dissolve ego. The requirement is not to become an obstacle in the way of God and His Spirit and grace. The requirement is to learn how to let the Spirit of God come through us. Yeah. Yes. Chapter 21, verse 7. Whoever overcometh will become my son. Lou is asking, what is the very first step in forming the communities of light? The very first step is to see the vision of this mission and understand the eternal divine path. And become a contact for the mission. Therefore, you are connected to the center and central energy. And therefore, not only you are working to create a community wherever you are, but also you can be guided, you can be contacted to the mission, you can be... The communities of light cannot live by themselves. You cannot just create one community of light without being connected to the rest of the body. That's why it's so important that the contact people be connected to the mission, to the center, be coordinated, and become one body. So eventually we will have a group or many communities of lights all over the world which are connected together through the center, which is the center in the mission. And from these groups, of course, they will manifest the facilitating body. Actually, at this time, we are not even really working to create any communities of light. We are calling the elects. We are calling the 24 elders. The facilitating body, the people who are willing to forgo their ego and become a pure instrument for God. When they become the pure instrument for God, they will come close to me, and we all let our ego go and become workers together. And this facilitating body eventually will create a hierarchy which reach to every community on earth. And it's from these communities that the final hierarchy will manifest. So the first step in creation of the communities of light at this time is to see the vision, to see the, what mission is trying to do, and become an elect and become a facilitating body. And the first step is to become a contact person. So you're facilitating to contact people in your community, in your nation, in your continent to mission. If you are one person in one continent, you become the contact for that continent. If you become two, then you become, if you are in the south, one of them is south, one of the north, you become contact for south and contact for north. And then each country has a contact, then become each person become the contact for that country. And if there is a, in one country there are two people, you see that that goes, it just become more and more in a smaller section until we reach to each community. So we will have a original hierarchy, which we call it facilitating body. It's called facilitating body because they're not really emerged from the communities. Each leader in each community will emerge from that community. And therefore, then we will have a system which comes from the community, from the people, and will, you know, eventually fill up the whole hierarchy to the top. And then the whole hierarchy will be created by the people. And therefore, because they are from the people, by the people, therefore they work for the people. You know, it's not based on the special interests or because somebody looks good or anything like that, but each community will test every individual who emerges as a leader to see how much the Spirit of God is with them, and therefore a system will become godly system. It's not based on ego, and therefore we can bring the energy and the grace of God to humanity and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Of course, as you can see, we are far away from it right now. Humans have been with the ego for so many lifetimes that now even those who call themselves elects, those who call, who say they have seen the vision, they even have a hard time completely let the ego go. But that's okay. We will be patient until they have learned, they learn the lesson and realize that their ego is in their way, and they become the leaders that have no ego left in them, and therefore they can become facilitating body, they can have a original hierarchy on earth and reach to every community. But the contact people at this time are the most important part to facilitate, to spread this teaching. And of course, the contact person, the more active they are, the more they reach to humanity, the more they give lectures, the more they go to different groups, to their centers or any places that they can start a meditation class, they can start a yoga class, they can start a spiritual teaching class, they can invite people to come and meditate with them, have a collective meditation in Wednesday with us, wherever they are, or do the services and have a transmission meditation on Saturdays, 5:30 in the morning and 5:30 in the evenings, Mountain Standard Time. And therefore they can join with their group, with us, so we can have a greater impact on every community on earth, and therefore more and more people, they become a contact person to reach more wherever they are. So we can see it's kind of a each individual have a place in this mission. Each individual, according to their capacity, can help. And it depends how much capacity do you have, how much ability and leadership ability God has given you, and how much little ego left in you, or how much you are willing to let your ego go. If you're not willing to let your ego go, of course your ego will gonna be in the way. And the problem is we're trying to create an environment, there is no ego left in the people who want to lead the humanity to the kingdom of God, because if they have the ego, then they are still in the way, no matter how much they confess, no, they don't have ego, or they want to let the ego go. So it's a, this is not a word. It is a manifestation of the quality of each person that can show if they are indeed connected to God. So the first step to creation of the consciousness of light is to work on yourself, to become a contact and become a point of the grace of God to other people. I hope that answers your question. We again are at the end of our time now, and again we pray that all of you benefit from these sessions, and you all become a channel of the grace of God, and eventually we will have 144,000 pure souls who will be manifesting God all through earth and teach other people how also become a channel for His grace, so we can bring God's grace all over the earth, and the peace and unity and security to every man and woman and child, so they can all grow physically, mentally, and spiritually, and reach pure consciousness in an accelerated rate. Be with God, and let His blessing be upon all of you. Salam.